Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Yerushalmi Sukkah near the end of explaining Halacha Dalet and the Ezra Tzurisa Daf. It's on Yud Beis Amud Beis, about the third line with the word Taninon, and the article Tzurisa Daf. It's on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, a few lines in. And today's daf sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarabas Biakam Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So we just brought a brisa of Maseches Eiruvin telling us that if a person puts their Eiruv in a tree above 10 Tefachim, it's a kasher Eiruv and he's allowed to use it. He's allowed to take his Eiruv. Says the Gemara Tanin, we learned in our Mishnah Shtaim De Adam Achz BeIlon. If a person had made two walls and one of the walls was a tree, or two walls were a tree and one of them he made, but he's not allowed to go into it in Yom Tev. Now, over here in our Mishnah, we say that it's kosher, you just can't go into it on Yom Tev, but over here in the case of Eiruvin, it says it's a valid Eiruvin that you're allowed to use it. Why is that? It seems to be a stira. If you're allowed to use the Eiruv, which is on the tree, why should you not be allowed to go into your sukkah? It shouldn't be an issue of being mishtamish bi'ilon. So, Rav Yirmi, he answers, kamel malon kan min hatsad. That's a proper girsa. Over here, it's talking about above, whereas over there, it's talking about from the side. In other words, in our Mishnah, we're talking about where he put his schach on top of the tree. So he's actually using the tree for his schach, as there's a real chashash of Shem Yishtamash B'ilon, as he's not allowed to go into it on Yom Tev. However, in the case of the Eruv, it's hanging on the side of the tree, and being Mishtamish B'tzdadei Ha'ilon in such a case is not a problem. The Gemara continues now, Hadayal Fumanahiva, Hiyal Fumanahada. This can be learned from that, and that can be learned from this. Namely, Hadayal Fumanahi, Shem Hayunasim B'tziz Shal Ilon Sheruve Eruv Muta Tautoloi. This can be learned from that, in regards to Eruvin, that if the Eruv is on the side of the tree, it's kosher Eruv, and one's allowed to move it. And Vahiyel from Adah, that can be learned from here. We have to add the following into the Girsa, She'im Hayunasun Be'eva Shel Ilon She'ruve Eruv Va'asla Tautoloi. That if the Eruv was in the thickness of the tree or was on top of the tree, like we had said, our Sukkah was Mil Malon, so then it would be kosher Eruv, but it would be Usr to metatal it. And we continue the Gemara, what can we learn from that case to ours? She'im Hayushtei Sedes Yaitzais Vesiki Chalkabeyan She'ik Sheira Va'un Labyantef. And in the case of the Sukkah, there were two posts or pegs sticking out of the tree, and he put Schach on top of those. He didn't put tzchach on the tree itself, just something that's on study Elon. Not only is that a kosher sukkah, but he's allowed to go into it on Yontif because that's considered study Elon and not the Elon itself. Now, Omer B'Yosi, he tells us, actually, both our situation in the case of Eruv is min hatzad, and the question is, my kedayin, so what's the difference? Why is it over there that's a kosher Eruv and he's allowed to metaltal it, but over here it's a kosher sukkah and he's not allowed to go into it? And the answer is, Kaida Omer B'Yakab Ra'acha B'Shem Rub Ze'era, Drib Shem Ben Elazar he. That Bryson Eruv is Shitas Rub Shem Ben Elazar, whereas our mission is the Chachamim. We have a brayso. Reb Shimon Elazar Emery tells us, "Motel l'shtam shalt study behem b'Shabbes." One's allowed to use the side of an animal on Shabbos, and he'd study behem, he'd study Elon. The side of an animal inside of a tree is the same thing, and that's why that case in Eruvin is Mekel. However, we're machmir because we're going like the Chamim who argued Reb Shimon Elazar that even study Elon is aser. And moving on to Halacha Hey, the Mishnah tells us, "Ha'isus kase ben Elonos." Well, Elonos defanos la. Somebody puts their schach in between trees, and the trees are the walls. In other words, the trees are the walls, but he's not actually putting the schach on the trees. Maybe he's propping it up by posts. It's basically self-standing, it's not on the trees itself, Kshera, it's kosher, and he's even allowed to go into it on Yontif, because there's no problem, he's not being mishtamish be'ilon. Another din, shluchei mitzvah p'tur min ha'sukkah, shluchei mitzvah, those who are going to do a mitzvah, they're either going to learn Torah from the Rebbe, or they're being involved in pinyon shvuyim, or something like that, they're pater from sukkah, because we know ha'isik mitzvah pater from a mitzvah. Another din, chaylin u'misham shem p'tur min ha'sukkah, somebody who's sick, and those attending to them are also pater from sukkah, and we're going to see in the Gemara what type of sick person we're referring to. You're going to give a moment on top, we conclude the Mishnah, one could eat and drink in an aray manner. That means non-permanent. It's not like he's sitting down for a suda. That's fine. He could do that outside of the sukkah. The Gemara tells the story. Rav Chana Azal Einei Tov. Rav Chana went to this place called Ein Tov, Lissimana. And really the girsa is Limimana. He went to go give a chacham smicha. And Miyasi, as he was going, Tzahagai Israta. He got thirsty along the way. V'loi kibla aloi mit am klum. He didn't accept anything to eat. Ada alim talated Rav Yechanan Safra de Gufta until he went into the sukkah of Rav Yechanan, who's the cipher of Gufta. As we see from here, that even though we just learned in the Mishnah, the one could be Eichel V'Shaisa Arei Chutz HaSukkah, and all he wanted was a little bit of a drink, he was machmer on himself to even drink inside of a sukkah, and that's perfectly fine. Now, going back a step in the Mishnah, Rav Mani, he tells us, Leisev Davar Chaylin Shal Sakana, it's not ultimately that this sick person who's potter from sukkah has to be in danger, El Afilu Chaylin She'enin Shal Sakana, even if they're not in danger, it's okay. That's because we have a pasuk that tells us, Teishvu Ke'en Taduru, that you're in your sukkah like the way you live. And very often, if you're not feeling well in your house, you're going to go to a different place that's going to make you feel better. Same thing with a sukkah. And the people who are attending to the sick person, they're being oisik b'mitzvah, so they're also potter. Now, Tanu, we have a braisa. Amar Shimon Gamliel tells us, Ma'isa shayisi choshesh einai b'kesarin. There's a story that I had eye issues. My eyes were hurting me in Kesarin. V'hitter li Rabbi Yosi b'Rebbe. And Rabbi Yosi b'Rebbe allowed me, li u'lechal m'shamshai. Not only me, but all my attendants, lishan chos sukkah, to sleep outside the sukkah. Now, another day, Rabbi Bar Zavda Amar, he tells us, shushvinin v'chol b'nei chuppah p'turin min ha'sukkah. Shushvinin and all the people of the chuppah, they're potter from sukkah. Now, Shvinin are the ones who are there to be Mesamech, the Chasan and Kala, and the people of the Chuppah as well are there to be Mesamech, Chasan and Kala. And the reason why they're Patur from Sukkah is because all the days of Sheva Brachos, the Chasan is Mesamech with the Kala, and since a Sukkah only has to have three walls, that makes it an open area, which is not so tsanua, and it's uncomfortable for the Chasan to be Mesamech with his Kala in such an area. And therefore, not only does the Chasan not have to be in the Sukkah, but all the Shvinin and all the people of the Chuppah, all the people that are being Mesamechim, don't have to be in the Sukkah either. The Gemara continues, Tanu, we have a Braisa, Shemir her ear by Yoim, those who are guarding the city during the day, that's when their Shmira is, that's when they have to watch it. They're part of from Sukkah during the day, but Chayavim Balayla, they're Chayav at night. And Shemir her ear by Laila, if their job is to watch it at night, they're part of at night, but they're Chayav during the day. Now Shemir her ear by Yoim, Uba Laila, if they're watching the city day and night, they're part of from Sukkah, both during the day and at night. Now Hadadat Amar, this was only said, when they're guarding the city from marauding bands of people who are going to invade and hurt, and this is protecting the city from physical danger. They're just protecting the city from financial loss, from maybe robbers are going to steal things. Then they were just treated like those who are watching gardens and orchards, and they're not part of from Sukkah. We have a story. Avodma Milcha, that's what he was called. He slept in front of his store to protect it. And Avar Chibarva passed by. He told him, go sleep inside your sukkah, because you're just trying to protect your money, and that's not a good enough reason to sleep outside of a sukkah. Now going back to the case of Shushvinin, Rav Mana, Havu Shushvinin, Rav Yaakov Bar Yafliti. Rav Mana was the Shushvin or Rav Yaakov Bar Yafliti, and also Shaul Rav Yaisi, he came and asked Rav Yaisi if he's potter from sukkah. Amrle, he told him, Ezel Damoch Gai Metalatach, go sleep in your sukkah. He clearly argued with what he had before, and he holds that Shushvinim do have to sleep in a sukkah. Now Rav Yitzchak Bar Meryon, Havu Shushvinin, Dechad Bar Nash. Rav Yitzchak Bar Meryon was a Shushvin of a person, and Shaul Rav Blazer, he asked Rav Blazer, Amrle, he told him, Ezel Damoch Gai Metalatach, go sleep in your sukkah. Now we have a little bit of discussion regarding being at home on Sukkot. Maisa Shalcher Belay Itzur Belezer Belod. The Zur Belay went to Belezer and Lod, and Amrulay Rebelezer told him, Af at Mishavzer Regel, are you among those who keep Yontif properly? Valoy Amru, they said, Shain Shevcha Shal Tamad Chachamim, Lios Minechas Beis Beregel, Vahilachloy. It's not the praise of a Tamad Chacham to leave his house on Yontif and go away, so you shouldn't have come to me, you should really have stayed at home. You have something similar, Kadad Reb Zaira, just like Reb Zaira, Sogla Gzura Reb Ila, he went to the Brismila of the son of Reb Ila, Valoy Kabel Aloy Mitam Klom, he didn't accept to taste anything. We have to add two words into the girsa. V'loy yadin in mishum d'loy have iske tam klom ad yifni musaf. It's not known if that's because his minig was not to eat anything before he daven musaf. And v'loy yadin, it's not known in mishum she'in shivshchay shatam l'chamim liyas minechas beis brega v'haylachloy. Maybe it's because it's not the praise of a tam chacham to leave his house on yontif and go somewhere else, and maybe that's why he didn't eat outside his house. And the bottom line is loy yadin, we don't know why he didn't eat. Now we comment on the last part of the mishnah regarding eating aray outside of a sukkah. Amar Blazer tells us, achila aray ain shena aray. One can eat aray outside of a sukkah, a little bit of a snack, a little bite to eat, that's fine outside of a sukkah, but no sleeping aray outside a sukkah. And why is that? So Chavrai Amrin, they explain, shekein adam shtakeb sechshnasai. That's because sometimes a person is going to slip into a deep sleep, and even though he just planned on taking a quick nap, so that would be considered aray, he might end up falling into a deep sleep, and we all know that that happens to us sometimes. You doze off on the couch for a little bit, and you wake up 4 hours later, and so that's why you can't sleep aray outside of a sukkah. Whereas Amr of Elo, he explains differently, shekein adam yashan kim avadayoi. Sometimes a person is just going to sleep a little bit, and that's enough. So that little sleep, that 15-minute shtender nap, it itself is considered like a sheinas kava. Question is, ma nafak b'nehoin? So what would the nafkamina be between these two explanations? The answer is, masar shnasei la'acher, if he gave his sleep over to somebody else, meaning he appointed somebody to wake him up. Al night in the chavraya mutter. According to the chavraya, it's permitted to do that, because now we know he's not going to slip into a deep sleep, so it will actually be a sheinas aray. And again, the chavraya didn't aser sheinas aray in and of itself, only because it might turn into a shenas keva. Or Valdati Rabbi Ila Aser, Quant Rabbi Ila's Aser, due to the fact Rabbi Ila holds that shenas aray itself can sometimes be considered shenas keva. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.